of cream, red roses too.
Hi, this is Ed Cohen, editor of GlobalBusinessNews.net, coming to you today from Old Town in San Diego, California. Global Radio Talk Show is on the air, and the Corporate Relations Network is listening in. Our special guest today is Elena Moscow, founder and CEO of Globiana. Globiana.com is a concierge service geared for, amongst other things, helping expat spouse and partners be productive and settle in. And that, of course, helps corporate productivity during international assignment. So let's welcome Elena Moscow. Hello.
Hello, Ed, and thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. So we're speaking to you today. You're in Silicon Valley, right?
Right. It's a beautiful day here as well.
All right. Well, let's get into this. Globiana, that's G-L-O-B-I-A-N-A. What does Globiana mean? How'd you come up with that name?
Well, the original idea behind it, it was more of a, a moment of inspiration, but the underlying idea was coming up with something that would communicate the idea of global reach and also have slightly a feminine touch because over 80% of our audience are female.
Okay, and so basically it's for partners or spouses of transferred employee.
That's correct. So we are an online portal, and the services are on-demand services targeting the needs of the accompanying spouses. So we're definitely in global mobility industry, and we target the first 12 months after the relocation.
Now, how did you come up with the implementation? I understand the idea germinated from experience. You are an expat yourself, aren't you?
Correct, and so is the majority of the team. They either have expat experience or our former trailing spouses themselves.
I assume you were relocated with your spouse, is that right?
Not true in my case. I actually transplanted to the U.S. as an international graduate student about 25 years ago.
From Moscow?
From then the Soviet Union, now Russia, but born and raised in Moscow.
Okay, so when you came over at that time, you were a student, and so you had different needs than the typical transferee at this stage, isn't that right?
Ed, the way I look at it, and that's consistent with what we hear from everybody in our environment, is the needs are largely the same, where when you find yourself in a completely foreign environment, you basically have to learn the rope all over, majority of the time dealing with second language issues, understanding the local culture, asking the most mundane questions every day, from how to buy groceries to public transportation. So in that respect, adaptation process was very similar to what a modern-day trailing spouse is going through. I did not have the angle of corporate support from the spouse. I kind of was doing it solo, and it proved probably even more challenging to identify the networks. But on the side that what made the most difference, and that's true for everybody, is plugging in, connecting with the local networks and finding that first few people who will be willing and ready to provide the advice. That's what changes everything.
Now, let's describe the situation, the lifestyle situation, and the emotional situation, the reality, if in my words, mm-hmm. the reality of being in a new, exciting area, but God, you know, you don't know anybody or you know very few people, right? So it's disconcerting. So what service actually do you do?
We provide actually a wide variety of high-touch services. So as I mentioned, it's an online portal, but behind every button and behind every service, there is an individual, a group of individuals and experts who are helping you. So we start with a personal advisor support, and that communication occurs through live chat or email, very quick response times, and daily issues that sometimes make or break the experience. We offer translation support where we offer 11 languages, live interpretation available on demand, on the spot, local guides and resources. So the goal here is to give the expat partner all of the tools they need and ability to help themselves, where they have a very easy opportunity to go to an advisor or an expert should they choose that. We have adaptation support training, cross-cultural training, Very important part of the portal is career and personal development support. And all of this exists within an online community. So it's a social networking environment where they can connect with others with similar backgrounds and experiences very easily. And to top it off, we also offer them face-to-face opportunities so they can make friends and connections in real-life environment.
Yeah, it's a really good service. Okay, so let's go back now to details about what's a profile of today's expat partner?
Well, our typical subscriber, and that's probably consistent with the industry data, what we know about them is in 80% of the cases, it's female, probably 30 to 50 years old. Majority of them have been on international assignments before, married for at least 5 years. Most of them will have children living with them. They speak at least one foreign language. And the important part of this profile is also that close to 80% of them had a career back home, and over 80% have a college degree. So these numbers are very important to our vision behind Concierge.
What does it cost, typically?
So we offer a 12-month subscription. Per individual, it's $6,500 a year, and this gives them unlimited access to all of the services that I described.
Can a company pay for that?
Exactly. The company does pay for it. So our subscriber, the user of our services, is an individual. However, the services are available through corporate global mobility groups. And that's who our conversation is with. So it's targeted towards corporate market, and that's who our main accounts are.
Tell me more about how the services have changed, or have they not changed over the years?
I'm so glad you asked this question. What we are seeing, and that was the original frustration with what we were finding in the market. Like I said, majority of the team has lived this experience, so we have a lot of data and personal experiences feeding into it. And we haven't seen much of the change in services over the last 10, 15 years. So what's available in the market now is it's pretty much front-loaded. So the first couple of months after the relocation, that's where a majority of support occurs, and it's largely practical support, mostly dealing with moving the physical bodies and creating the safe, comfortable physical environment for the family. A lot of times the spouse is bundled with the actual employee for cross-cultural training, and it's also occurring in the beginning of the assignment. What's available later is very content-heavy, has limited flexibility, and a lot of times we're looking at face-to-face coaching. Why we think there's a great opportunity to improve is the current services are not on user terms, and there's not one solution where you can go to for broad range of services all available in one place. There's no instant access of information. So I know you have had quite a few discussions already on different aspects of how Generation X and Generation Y is affecting our marketplace. But in our case, it's very, very true because the people that we're talking about, they are very tech-savvy. They are all social media early adopters. They're industrious, educated, and international. So their expectations for what's available to them have progressed, and the solutions are lagging behind. They want to be able to have access to self-help. They want instant information. They want to own the process, and they want to see innovative technologies in place. So that's why we saw an opportunity to create Concierge, and we deliver these things.
Excellent. Okay, so are you expanding outside of Silicon Valley?
Absolutely. Concierge services are available nationwide. When we develop local guides and community-specific information, we customize it based on the geographical location of the user. So Concierge was created with that in mind. Even though we're centered in Silicon Valley, we see a lot of opportunities in leveraging Concierge services in other areas of the U.S., We're also in conversation with corporations that have needs outside of the United States for potentially delivering our services. So stay tuned for that.
All right. And how would you summarize what the success factors are of an international assignment?
I would like to concentrate on the top three because there is great consensus in the industry that these are still the biggest success factors. And family concerns and partner dissatisfaction and inability of the spouse to adapt are huge. Of course, there will always be unique factors in specific host locations, but these are crossing borders and specific areas constantly. So that's why we concentrate on that, and that's why we think we can make a difference and improve the success rate.
And is there a next step, if you will, once people get into being a customer of yours, of concierge, and
mm-hmm.
something comes up, some kind of a personal situation arises? Are you contacted by these people? Are they reaching out, looking for very specific care or help in some kind of an emergency? Do they use you, or are you not seeing that?
Well, like I said, we work closely with corporate HR, so depending on the nature of the need, the goal, and that's why we have personal advisors, these are our points of contact available 24/7. So their job is to be there when the need arises and either guide the subscriber to the correct resource of information, either on the site or off the site, connect them potentially with the right groups, support networks, or in certain instances, reach out to corporate HR and connect the dots there. So it really depends on the specific need, but we're well equipped. We have comprised a substantial database of most frequently asked questions and what are the most essential needs for the accompanying partners. So our personal advisors are trained with that in mind and pretty much are prepared for a variety of situations.
And so this being an on-demand online service, there is a degree of confidentiality, isn't there?
Absolutely. We have all of our vendors are verified. We provide customer references for the experts and coaches. The services are very transparent, and we guarantee 100% privacy, of course. And all of the communications that occur within the social networking environment are behind the concierge firewall. So those are not the concerns to anybody, either subscriber or Globiana. We are watching it very carefully.
All right. We're talking with Elena Moskow, that's M-O-S-K-O, founder and CEO of Globiana, and the website is globiana.com. Okay, so where are you going next? Can you look into the future?
Oh, that would be nice. We are very excited about the change in the conversation that we're seeing, certainly here in Silicon Valley, and in broader sense, support for the expat partner becomes a broader issue where it spans not only the corporate relocation aspect, but also how does the company handle its diversity. One of our big positioning statements and logos is we humanize global mobility. So successful integration of partner in the environment is benefiting so many aspects of corporate social responsibility, diversity, and potentially workforce. Now that the question of issuing work visas to spouses of H-1 employees is on the agenda for the U.S. government, things might change in that respect as well. So where are we going next? We are looking to expand our services nationally and hopefully internationally. We are also very interested in observing how effective the platform is in the longer run. Our goal is to listen to the needs of the partners consistently and modifying the platform based on what's truly useful to them. We're also very excited about development of our channel partner network and basically a variety of service providers already delivering services to expats and their spouses, all in that category. So we have a very extensive network working with either referral or resale options, and a lot of great opportunities might come out of that. And other than that, you know, we will continue trying to keep this conversation on the radar of people who are in position to make a difference in global mobility industry and looking into the future with excitement.
Okay, so I'm going to your website now. That's globiana.com. And I want to just urge the listener here to go to visit globiana.com. Because it says right here, we humanize global mobility and we focus on the expat partner. And it looks like it's very, very easy to read and access information.
That's right. And the idea behind the portal altogether has been to make it a very easy, friendly environment. We understand these people, the subscriber goes through a lot in the first 12 months, and the goal is not to overwhelm them with information, but make it very productive, one-stop shop for their needs for the first 12 months.
Are you dealing at all with several people coming from Russia, or is this not a big audience?
Russia and Eastern Europe in general is a significant portion of our market, absolutely. So, yes, we do look at subscribers from that area as well.
And what year did you come here? Well, did you come to California?
Well, I attended business school in Massachusetts, Babson College, but I did spend some time in California since the only person I knew in the country was here. But I picked a very interesting time to come because it was 1990, and if you recall, that was the year before the Soviet Union collapsed. So ever since I left, every time I went back to visit the country, it was a completely different place with completely different dynamic and politics.
Now, you mentioned the phrase channel partners. What does that mean?
Well, basically, these are, like I said, entities, businesses from our eco-environment who are looking to expand their portfolio of services and differentiate their offering in the marketplace. So we look at a variety of groups, from services, from cross-coaches and experts, all the way to consulting firms who develop relocation packages for clients, consult on benefits and compensation. So it's a broad range of people, and we are very flexible in the way we work with them. Some of them work with us as a referral partner, and we have an excellent program in terms of percentages. Some of them resell our services. We offer a white labeling option where it can be branded under the portal that they offer. So there's quite a bit of flexibility, and we would be happy to explore the options, and we can be emailed at info@globiana.com or reached, as you said, through the website.
Thank you. Now, as we come to a close here, one last question. In the industry, we've all heard of third culture kids, okay? And I see on your site here this element called third culture parent. So what's a third culture parent?
This is a huge area, of course, and much conversation is happening there. Basically, you know, we come across families who child is born in one country, spent early days in another, attended elementary school in the third. So true expat kid, and that translates in all kinds of challenges as to what's your identity, what your cultural traditions. It's never ending. So there's a lot of groups that we work with that target just that angle of it, and it's a huge help for parents who deal with this situation, kind of finding support and learning how to set boundaries for kids in the new location and how to start new family traditions, because when it's all said and done, you do need some grounding factor. That's true for any culture. So while our subscriber is, of course, is an adult and majority of the time the mom in the family, but by adequately supporting her, we believe we're doing great service for easing the kids into the environment and helping them with their social connectivity as well.
Well, this has been a really good conversation, educational. Elena Moskow, founder and CEO of Globiana, globiana.com. So thank you very much for being my guest on Global Radio Talk Show on the Corporate Relations Network. This is Ed Cohen, editor of globalbusinessnews.net, signing off from Old Town in San Diego.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful